We need to talk about this bombshell announcement between PWR and NPL here in Australia. We did touch on it, but I just want to read some direct quotes so that people can get themselves up to speed with what we're talking about here from the press release. So PWR and NPL have today confirmed a partnership that establishes NPL as the exclusive and official tournament and league provider for the Oceania region in 2025. Through this partnership, NPL's leagues and tournaments will now be part of the PWR structure, allowing NPL players to earn points towards their PWR ranking and assist in qualifying for PWR World Series. PWR is home to a newly created Pickleball World Rankings, along with the PWR World Tour and PWR World Series as a unified global ranking system. PWR offers a clear path for pickleballers to play and earn ranking points by competing in regional events. So in a nutshell, as a PPA MLP contracted person right now, your contract extends to the end of this year, right? So we're talking about 2025. If your contract for 2024 is the same for 2025, you wouldn't be able to play in these NPL tournaments, which would get you PWR points.
Right.
You've told me that you're traveling to China because it's a PWR event and you're after these points and you understand, I guess, the lucrative nature of the PWR tournaments, right? On face value, how are you feeling about that announcement and how it might affect you? Or is it all up in the air because realistically a lot could change in 2025?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge announcement because we touched on it earlier, PWR, they're offering something huge that directly affects Australian players, and it's not just something that you have to go to the US for. So it's really tantalizing, I guess, for Australian players to have something so close, this big. With the NPL partnering with them, that's huge for them. It was a bit of a shame this year not being able to play in NPL tournaments, but I mean, PPA and MLP put on great tournaments for us. They've done well by the players, I think. So all this just leads to exciting opportunities for Australian players. And I think, you might have some players going here or there next year, but we don't even know what PPA and MLP are planning for next year. We don't have a schedule out for them. So it's hard to kind of think of where myself or anyone else would be without kind of knowing what all the cards are that are on the table. But, this PWR thing's pretty big.
Yeah, and money talks. And if I was in your position, I would pick any avenue that would favor me financially. I mean, a lot of players, as we spoke upon, they have a day job. And at the end of the day, this is kind of that side hustle with a lot of potential, to hopefully venture off into the States and play in the leagues out there. And it'll be interesting to see what the MLP has to offer. They have a big decision on their hands, but, to be honest, it's benefiting the sport of pickleball here in Oceania.
Yeah. Look, I'm of the view right now that we should just all get along. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
The thing is, because it's not as massive as it is in the States, right? And what they're doing we've only just had professional leagues for a little over a year, and now there's a division.
Mm.
Like, it's not big enough yet to have these divisions, and which side of the fence are you on? It's unfair to people who, only a year and a half ago, there was no prize money for any tournament. Now there's some. So give people an opportunity. I don't like any of this exclusivity talk. It's very corporate bullshit. I think at where we're at right now, people should just be playing whenever and as much as they want. But people in these companies primarily are looking at this long-term thing and trying to see who has the biggest nuts.
Yeah.
But it's a detriment. I think right now it's a detriment right now. This is my opinion, but it is, starting to bring more people to pickleball because it's all about money, money, money. Mm. And really no one's going to be able to ever make less than they are now. But I just wish that they would just open up the gates and let the best players play in as many tournaments as humanly possible. It's because the money's not life-changing yet.
Yeah. The competition between these organizations, you know, it gives a lot of these opportunities and excitement, money being thrown around. But I'm kind of in your corner, Ty, where for me, the game in Australia of pickleball is so top-heavy at the moment with pros. I'd like to think about it as like a pyramid where you have this many like local players that have no idea about the pro game, and then so many 3-0s and 4-0s and 5-0s, and it gets smaller and smaller as you get to the top. But there, I feel like there's no foundation yet that has grown on. It's kind of like the live streams for the tournaments are getting 100 people watching. Like we're fighting over 100 people to watch the tournaments, whereas we need to build pickleball from its roots. Otherwise, you know, the money can be splashed around and just disappear in a couple of years. You never know. Or it's just going to be in another country. Like pickleball is going to be huge in the US and India, but in Australia it's never going to take off because, you know, everyone's fighting amongst each other rather than, you know, growing the game from the ground up. So, yeah, I just want to play as much pickleball as possible. That's kind of been...
Yeah, I think for the PPA, MLP and even NPL, like they're invested capital into...
That's correct.
Yeah, you know, their brands and their events. And like you said, a year ago, there wasn't prize money like there is prize money now. And to your point, Joey, where there's no grassroots at all, like it's literally becoming more about money. And for players to be in a position where they have to choose is tough. For players to be in a position where they have to sign these agreements where there is exclusivity clauses and whether or not those players actually understand what that means. I feel like there's players that are too young and therefore there's not enough money in it right now to bother getting some representation. Like you have some representation, but you're also one of the top money earners from this season or this year, right? There's players that, you know, just are too naive to think or to understand that they might need some help. And I think this is just going to get murkier. So it's going to be, yeah, really interesting.
I'm in a blessed position where, you know, I don't need pickleball to go successfully for me to have, you know, a stable income because of my job. It would be nice. Like, obviously, I have the goal that sometime I can transition to full-time pickleball and build a career out of that. But there's some players, you know, who they're pretty young. They don't have a job. They're doing coaching on the side that, you know, they see the money and they're like, well, I need to go where the money goes. And you're right, to be fair, that they're both organizations trying to build their own brands and, you know, PPA, MLP are throwing a lot of money at the players, so they want that to come back and they are investing a lot in us and they've done a lot, you know, to build the image. Like the events are really well put on and they feel like professional tournaments. We'll see.